Hi, we're All Modern. We're here to help you refresh your space for spring with the best of modern furniture and decor, all in one place. Our team of modern obsessed experts hand vets each design for quality. Plus, we offer fast and free shipping. That's modern made for real life. Shop now at allmodern.com.
High Five Casino is the top choice for social casino gaming that's free to play. With chances to win and redeem for real cash prizes, free spin rewards, and tons of exclusive games, you can experience more High Five moments than ever before. You're going to want to high five everyone, the neighbors, the mailman, all your coworkers, of course your friends. Well, you get the point. Your High Five moment awaits at highfivecasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you probably know, snow is on the way. That is, if it hasn't arrived with you already. We don't get much snow in this country, but when we do get it, a bit of it, most years. So why do we act like it's a total surprise or that a cataclysm is on the way? What do they do in genuinely snowy countries? Janine Kennedy is a writer for the Irish Farmers Journal and originally hails from Nova Scotia. Janine, good afternoon to you.
Hi, Sean. How are you doing?
Not too bad. So, like, in Nova Scotia, when does the snowy season start?
Oh, gosh, it really depends. Now, we need to, I guess, take a look at the last few years. And I think with climate change, things are changing a little bit in parts of Canada as well as here in Ireland. So usually when I was growing up, it would be around the end of October that we'd expect the first snow to arrive. That might arrive and then it might go away again and then come back. But we were always kind of just generally prepared for snow to arrive by the end of October. And then it generally would stay until, like, you'd still have patches of snow, I suppose, late May into June almost.
Crikey. And so, but there would be pretty much a continuous layer of snow there all the time between those 2 months.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And it's great. I mean, it has this whole kind of lifestyle associated with it, I suppose. And now I have 3 children growing up in Ireland and I feel, oh gosh, my kids don't know how to ice skate or, you know, they're never going to know the thrill of going tobogganing at night down a really icy hill and almost killing yourself. Those kinds of things that we did growing up, I suppose, growing up in a wintry country, you'd kind of miss out on them, I suppose. But yeah.
And how would you be dressed when you were leaving the house from October on?
Oh, it was a big deal. Yeah. I mean, we'd get snow at the end of October. A lot of the times around Halloween, you'd have your snowsuits on underneath your costumes, which isn't a big deal. For some, I mean, my brother, I remember him going as the Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters 1 year, and it worked out perfectly for him. But me as a princess, you know, it didn't work out so well. But you just have to remember to put on your snow pants, and then you put on your jacket, and then you have special snow boots, and you have your mittens, which always get wet. So you have a few pairs of mittens, and then when you come back in, you have to put everything on the heater so that it dries before you have to go out again.
Okay. And so then, you know, did it happen often or indeed ever? That, you know, you couldn't go to school because it was snowing, or the buses wouldn't work because it was snowing,
yeah,
or the trains
all
wouldn't
the
work.
Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the time. Oh, my God. We get snow days all the time at home. Sometimes it's just, it depends on the school board. So the school board in your area, they would generally say, if the roads are unsafe for the school bus to go on the road, then you have to cancel school. And so we get up to 10 probably snow days a year. We get really bad blizzards. So, I mean, you wouldn't be out on the roads in those blizzards in those conditions. But we'd have general snow cover all the time, and traveling in that is totally normal and fine.
Right. Okay. So, but at the same time, when you hear yellow warning, you know, and it sounds very ominous and like, you know, aliens are on the border of the country kind of thing, does a part of you go, oh my God, snowflakes?
Yeah. I remember, I think it was 2010, I was living in Toronto at the time, and you guys got that really bad winter storm, and there was that clip of that poor guy slipping on the ice, and it went all around the world. I remember watching it over and over again on the news in Canada. And you know, taken out of context, a Canadian who grows up in a wintry, and people from other wintry nations, they would look at that and probably roll their eyes and go, oh my God, they can't handle the snow. But in reality, when you don't have the preparations in place, and when the government doesn't have, you know, the proper kind of infrastructure in place, yeah, of course you're going to suffer. Of course people are going to fall on their butts.
Yeah. Is there some way to stop people from falling on their butts?
Well, it comes down to, I suppose, county councils and different things like that, having those systems in place where there's always a guy at home, there's always a guy or a girl out there salting the sidewalks, making sure the sidewalks are cleared. But then there's the whole government, the Department of Transportation. You know, if you ever saw that episode of Mr. Plow on The Simpsons, that was my dad. Mm. He's the snowplow driver. And literally in the winter, they'd be on call 24 hours a day. They'd be doing long shifts, maybe 12-hour shifts in their snowplows. They'd be going along specific routes. They'd all have their own route, and they'd just be going around and making sure that the roads were clear, and they'd also be salting at the same time. So you might be on the plow one day, and then you might be on the salt truck the next day, and it was just part of their regular day-to-day work in the winter. Then in the summertime, of course, they'd have to go off to other things. They'd do other jobs like bridge maintenance and different things like that.
Yeah.
But during the winter, that is your full-time job, yeah.
Do the trains work when it's snowing?
Trains.
Yeah.
Have you been to Nova Scotia? We don't have trains.
Oh, right. Okay. I apologize for that
buses.
Stupid question. Right. Okay.
We have no public transport.
Oh, my God. So you're like the Donegal of Canada.
Oh my God, I grew up on the side of a mountain. There were times when I was literally snowed in and we could not leave our house. The drifts would just go across and there was nobody with a tractor with a plow attached to it to get us out. We'd be in hold up for a few days. But you know what? Where I'm from, we have this very special thing that we do when we know a blizzard's coming. You know, in Ireland, you guys go to the supermarket and you buy up all the sliced pan.
Mm.
At home, we have storm chips. So the supermarket shelves where the crisps are will be empty in the lead up to a storm. And
really?
It's a very specific cultural thing. It's called storm chips. Yeah.
Okay. Now you've said it now. People will be rushing out to buy storm chips to the local supermarket. Janine, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was Janine Kennedy there, a journalist with Country Living, which of course is part of the Irish Farmers Journal.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hi, we're All Modern. We're here to help you refresh your space for spring with the best of modern furniture and decor, all in one place. Our team of modern obsessed experts hand vets each design for quality. Plus, we offer fast and free shipping. That's modern made for real life. Shop now at allmodern.com.